And now, 2 weeks late.
Go ahead. I'm going to send out a quick test.
So what do you want to do? You want me to just write my face? Or what do you want?
Writing your face seems to be what we have to do.
Writing my face is cool with me, man. It's cool with me. If it needs to be, so be it, you know? Just reminds me of a Hot Tub Time Machine where he needs to suck his friend's dick to save the universe, you know? That's just part of life. It's just what needs to happen, you know?
You know, I still haven't seen the second one.
You haven't seen Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Not the second one, no.
People tell me I'm fake. My laugh is fake all the time. That's not true, though. It's just because I laugh at everything. So, by comparison, my voice is just assumingly fake, which is horrible, but it's true. So, fuck everybody. Am I right? Not the people listening.
Fuck everybody.
No. Fuck everybody. Welcome to 2 weeks late. That could just be part of the fake intro that we put for everybody to listen to. Sorry if you're here right now.
This week's thing. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Just start.
It takes a second. There's a mood.
Okay. Get your head together, man. All
right. Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Welcome to another edition of 2 weeks late, where we discuss things 2 weeks late. You're listening to Audio Chocolate, and by my side is Caramel Comedy. Let's start the show.
That was beautiful.
I just wanted to do it. Okay.
That was beautiful.
I thought it'd be fun. Somebody asked about it.
Okay. I liked it.
Something I thought about.
It was classy, but also very sensual, which you don't get a lot from classy, sensual people.
I really should have wrote it down, but I think it...
It came out organic.
Okay.
And cool. I liked it. So that's just the main gist of it all.
We're going to see where it ends up. I appreciate the audio cue. I need those.
I'm glad I cracked the code. I'm a dumb person, so this is just happy for me.
Okay.
Oh, BTW. Marcus, is it Christopher Marcus?
Marcus Christopher is my name.
Okay. Marcus Christopher. Okay, so... Marcus Christopher.
It sounds like we've never met.
It's true. I thought it was Christopher Marcus. Hold on.
Hold on. We talked about this in the Vegas sensation, but I want to hear how you decided to say my name.
That's what I was trying to think. But in my head.
So you do remember. Okay.
I do remember. But in my head, I rehearsed Christopher Marcus.
Okay.
Which was Christopher Marcus. But which I liked.
Because when I decided it, you were from Louisiana and you are Christian Rene.
Exactly. Yeah. When I rehearsed it myself, it was Christopher Marcus, and I had a thing prepared for Christopher Marcus, but it's obviously not Christopher Marcus. It's Marcus Christopher.
That's my name.
So, I apologized. Next week we'll get to that.
Okay, we'll
discuss. But for now, Audio Chocolate and Caramel Comedy are here.
And Caramel Comedy, yes. I had to think of that after our request. And we didn't discuss this, but we did discuss who this week's shout-out should be.
Oh,
and
this
he gave it to
week.
You, so I feel like you
go
should.
Okay, go ahead. So this week's shout-out, Instagram via or name via?
Both, as much information as we have.
Honestly?
We're going to have to start with the currently, name while we pretend to look it up.
So currently my fingers are ablazing, but Vance Nation, he is the man. We both know him very personally.
Yeah.
This is episode 3, so technically we're not popular yet, quote unquote, but we
definitely
aspire
quote
to be.
Unquote. You bitches love us.
Oh, we're popular to you. Don't get me wrong. You guys love us.
If one person thoroughly likes me, I feel pretty. You know what I mean? No, nothing.
Oh my gosh, I can't find him on
cuz his name is Vance on there.
God.
We're giving a shout out to Vance. Can't remember his Instagram name.
I have it right now.
He's done found.
On Instagram, it's EliNation65.
EliNation65.
So
shout out.
Our
for
shout
two
out.
Reasons, but go ahead.
No, you go. Go ahead.
No, it was yours.
All right, fine. So, EliNation65. You get the shout out because last week we had talked about Get Out, right?
For shame.
We talked about Get Out at some point. I myself had mentioned, because I confuse redheads all the time, they're my favorite. It's like getting my favorite chocolate brand wrong. So, I mentioned Jessica Chastain as a character in Get Out, as someone in the show. And Audio Chocolate,
yes.
Agreed with me. However,
to defend my hetero life mate, I did 100% agree with them.
However,
on to
discuss who he's about to mention.
It was actually Dallas Bryce Howard.
Yes. So, she is the one who's never drank alcohol in her life.
Exactly. I know so nothing about Jessica Chastain. He knew it was Dallas Bryce Howard, Marcus. However, he didn't. He failed to mention the name itself, and I failed to actually mention the right actress. But Eli Nation 65, you yourself have cracked the code, and you corrected us. Our first correction on the show.
Dummies.
We're assholes, actually. Right? But he corrected us, so he gets the first shout out. Thank you, Eli Nation 65. You get the first shout out. Go ahead and follow him on the Instagram and the tweets at 2 weeks late as well if you want to give us a shout out. That's the number two.
And then to follow him on that, the other thing that he also did was he got us our first non-solicited follower, which he doesn't even know about, apparently.
He doesn't know about the follower he got us that's unsolicited? No way.
His dad.
Oh, that's right.
We also know his sister. We're talking about it. And I was like, who's this? They're like, that's my dad. I was like, did he listen? I was like, what is this? So the first person we didn't walk up and have me snatch the phone from their hand was this guy. So,
and he's snatching phones. Don't get me wrong. Cool.
Yeah, I'll snatch the fuck out of your phone.
I will. I try to get a casual conversation going as opposed to the two and the weeks and the late.
Yeah, I walk up to him like, give me your phone.
Like, I'm too nice about it. Nice guys finish robbed. 2 weeks late.
Right.
Hashtag nice guys finish 2 weeks late.
Hashtag is that a good thing?
Hashtag regret. Anyway.
Now you're making me sad.
That's the theme of our lives. Anyway, we are here.
Theme of our lives. Okay.
Okay.
No, we're going to go back.
We're going to go back.
This is something that we talked about before. We threw like a fit on episode 2 about Marcus and Christian, and that was a garbage name. So we switched it to Marcus Christopher, Christian Renee. I feel halfway decent about that. I'm cool with that, it.
I feel we had mentioned that you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You apparently, Marcus Christopher and Christian Renee are just a little bit more worth it.
Yeah.
They're so amazing. Here we are. Enjoy us.
Yeah. But just, no, I thought of a cool name, and hopefully this makes the episode. We'll discuss it. But like the Hopeless Romantics.
Oh, yes. Definitely Hopeless Romantics.
Because not because we're romantic, not because we're hopeless romantics, but because we're romantics and it's fairly hopeless.
Again, the theme of our lives.
It's funny because it's true.
Laugh at our pain. Right. Anyway.
We're back to baskets.
We're back to baskets. Okay. Which, yeah. Anyway. This week, it's my homework, right?
Yeah, it is very much your homework.
It is very much my homework. We are supposed to talk about the show you mentioned, which is the BBC hit series.
Misfits. Appreciate you calling it hit series. It's an amazing series.
Oh, it's Misfits. Amazing. Yeah. It ended already, which honestly upsets me because the homework was for 3 episodes. Yep. I've watched 2 whole seasons.
Which puts me in the lead for homework because it means what I recommended was amazing.
Hey, don't get me wrong. If you haven't watched Baskets yet, you viewers at home, if you haven't watched Baskets yet, please watch it. However, what he's trying to say is I thoroughly enjoyed Misfits.
Yeah. It's an amazing show. It's about, I don't remember if I described it not last time. It's
go ahead and do it again in case you're watching for the first time.
Where
listening question
and mark. People should follow along with the homework. They also don't have to go as deep as we do. At least try 1 episode of the thing so you know where we're going and what we're talking about, and just have a good time with it.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Yeah, it's this amazing show.
The homework's for all of us.
ridiculously funny about these British people, these British juvenile delinquents who get powers.
Which, to be
just
honest,
want to keep effing around.
Which, to be honest, how juvenile are they? Some of them are like out of college. Some of them are like not even 17 yet.
Who went to college?
That
Did
confused
you watch the
me.
Same
oh,
show as me.
Alicia went to college.
In real life, she's a soprano or some such.
By season 2, they mentioned the fact that she had been in college. Actually, I'm sorry. I watched episode 1 of season 3. I'm not going to lie. I watched episode 1 of season 3.
And that's
she
with
had
the guy from Blackout.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lockout.
He mentions that he met Alicia in college. So she's...
That's such a sad moment. I love that.
Exactly. Again.
He's an amazing addition to the show.
It was homework. I fucking love it. But yeah. Anyway. Misfits. You don't know who Alicia is because you've never seen Misfits.
That's
I
your
think.
Bad. We mentioned it last week.
Right.
Go on you. Go ahead.
But you know, there's 5 kids, quote unquote, that have powers. They give them powers. But the fun thing is that it's based off of their insecurities in life, which I find very interesting. I find very interesting because, you know, Spider-Man gets bit by a spider. Good for him. He has spider powers. I have insecurities about washing machines. My power involves washing machines. That's how the show works. Of course, it's more interesting than washing machines.
Yes.
But you get my point.
Okay, from hanging out with you, like, I think 90% of people are going to get the Chav's powers. I can't remember her name all of a sudden.
Oh, it's, Chav. Gosh, Kelly?
Kelly,
yes. Is it Kelly?
Kelly. Kelly's the Chav, the British term for...
I just want to be no mo. She talks like this all the time, and you can't understand her all the time, but...
When did she say... I'm not going to do that.
I have a
My voice is what I got going for me, and you're going
to... I have a very amateur practice in accents, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
Oh, I wish I could do British.
She, at one point in the show, Kelly, they just got their powers, and they're all talking about them, and she hears someone say something about her, which is very negative, which is obviously the power of her power.
Talking about Alicia or her soon-to-be ex-boyfriend?
Kelly. It was Kelly. Who said it? Yeah. Probably Alicia, probably Nathan, to be honest. It's probably Nathan.
All Nathan talks about for the first two episodes
is how he wants to shag her.
Yeah.
But he's Irish. So
Does she know I'm homeless?
Fuck! She can hear that!
Does she know I want to shag her? Shit!
Yeah, Kelly at one point is like, I just want to be no mo. And I really like that because I was like, wait, what? It was late. I put on subtitles. I had to hear it.
Okay, no, I did a live Periscope while we were doing this. And oh, nice. There's 10 people in there. I don't know if they're all not talking or if I accidentally turned off the chat.
Oh, well, you know what? Here they are now. Just listening.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm.
If you're listening to this right now.
I'm going to cut that out. But then again, I said I was 100% going to cut out Topanga can get it.
Oh, Topanga can get it.
That should almost be a segment. After, okay, I can't say it right now, but there's something else that came up, and I was like,
my day was good. I got some Carl's Jr. By the way, Topanga can get it.
Yeah, no, I like a reference to a specific person that could get it. Like,
we'll just call them Topanga.
Yeah, like, don't give them names. Which one's more offensive?
So anyway.
Okay, all right.
Misfits.
Well, the show was great. I feel like you're going to give it the thumbs up, giving me the W. For TV shows.
Okay, so as far as the show goes, there's powers involved, and which if you have trepidations about Marvel or DC movies, this I feel doesn't exemplify those very well in a good way. In a good way.
Okay.
It's it gives the show a very positive way of looking at a bad thing in life, and I think that's really cool.
Okay.
So the show, okay, so for instance, favorite episodes in that show, since I've seen two seasons already,
right.
Involve, what's his name who can go back in time? No, I'm sorry.
Nathan. No,
Nathan is
a regular guy.
It's Alicia's boyfriend.
Alicia's boyfriend can go back in time.
Okay.
We don't know his name.
Gosh, it's going to bug me right now.
Scott, Nathan, frick. Go ahead. Continue.
My phone is currently clicking, but don't worry about that.
Okay, I can vamp the hell out of that.
So,
he can go back in time.
Anyway,
which you're not as far as me. Keep looking.
So, yes.
Which you're not as far as me. So what you're going to discover is the 90% of the plot holes on this show revolve around time travel. They're going to do what every single time travel show does and go back and try and kill Hitler in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
They did something like that on Doctor Who and everything. They're going to do
that
on here.
If you play any game, any Cards Against Humanity sort of game, the first question is, if you were to go back in time, parentheses, besides killing Hitler, end parentheses, what would you do? So most of the show involves...
And then it turns into kill baby Hitler?
Exactly.
Would you kill baby Hitler?
You know what? Baby Hitler didn't deserve it.
Yeah, right?
Baby Hitler is an innocent person.
Yeah, I'm like 80-90% like, you can't kill baby Hitler. You know what he does, but then it falls into nature versus nurture. And this weird-ass fucking discussion.
We're not getting into that right now.
And, like, to go back, and I was like, but then on top of that, like, you just killed a baby.
Which is not okay.
Like, yeah, you saved a bunch of lives, but what's going on with your life? Like, from
now
on.
Why did you feel like baby Hitler was the way to go as opposed to adult Hitler?
Right? Like, man up and go fucking kill man Hitler. Man Hitler. I don't know how I feel about that. Okay.
Curtis!
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 Oh, the longest vamp in the history of the word.
Curtis!
All right,
which
Curtis.
Is funny because his real name is Nathan, but the actor is also...
The actor's name is Nathan?
The actor's name is Nathan, but there's another character named Nathan. Yes. My favorite episodes, to get back on the hypothetical track that we were just on, Curtis, his power involves going back in time, which I find very interesting because he doesn't actually go back in time.
All right, you mentioned this, yeah.
He experiences it once, and then it completely... He actually turns back time. And he says, it's happened already, which he mentioned the first episode. He says, it's happened already, which I didn't like because I thought he saw the future because it presented itself in the show as he saw the future, which isn't true. He literally lived it and then goes back and he knows what's going to happen with the circumstances that he was given. And he gets to change that, which I find very interesting.
Okay.
So his episodes are always my favorite. Because we want you to watch the show. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah, like we're going to recommend a lot of shows and everything. We think you should watch them. Check them out. A good time.
We have minor spoilers of everything, but it's not technically important, you know? It's going to happen. We're going to talk about some shit. Let us have it, you know?
Yeah, and it's in the... I try and put it in the descriptions and everything. Like we did spoil this. I think last week we sort of spoiled the first season of Misfits. But just sort of.
which is a given. We're going to talk about it. Honestly... To be realistic, we give it as homework. You can't be expected to not have it be spoiled the next episode.
Oh, yeah. But
that's a given.
Well, for this, we said the first three episodes, and we're up to
season
12.
Two.
So
okay, so
we'll give you a bit of leeway on that. Okay. And just spoil the first three to eight episodes.
If you didn't read the caption that we're going to give for this episode, and you're just straight up listening, I'm going to go ahead and say that this is a spoiler.
Oh, you're going to spoil it. I was going to vague the fuck out of it. Go ahead.
I'm going to straight up spoil... up to this episode of season two.
Okay.
Because it's literally my favorite episode of the entire show. Again, I'm apologize if you want to... We're gonna do a mark. I'm assuming, let's say...
A mark is in, like, where in the episode.
Exactly.
I'm looking around for the other person who's here.
No. There's no mark here. Right. It's just Marcus and Christian. Right, unless you want to be Mark. Do you want to be Mark?
I've never wanted to be Mark.
So, if you're... Okay, so how do I say this?
Spoiler alert
up to season two of this episode of Misfits.
The end of season two where the incident occurs.
Well, this incident is another incident. I'm not sure if it's the incident you're talking about. The episode where the guy with the milk. When is that?
The milk, that is...
End of season two, isn't it?
Not the last episode of season two, but the second to last, I'm almost sure. Because in the last episode is the...
We'll just go ahead and call
Christmas
this...
episode.
Is it really?
Am I correct?
Maybe.
With a guy who wants to be Jesus.
No, that's a different episode. That's actually season three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I was actually getting ready to spoil something for you on accident. Okay, then continue.
Anyway, we'll just call this a spoiler for up to season two of Misfits. So if you want to watch Misfits, you've liked what we've said so far, just mute it for 10 to 30 seconds.
Don't do anything he just said.
Exactly.
I am going to find the end point for the spoilers.
Anyway.
And begin there and end where it says in the credits.
Anyway, we talked too much about the spoilers. I'm going to get to the episode. My favorite part was, my favorite episode overall was the guy who had the milk. He opened his day with eating a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
He went to work, for some reason, just pouring milk. They didn't really specify that he was a barista or some sort of helping
hand. Oh, my God, you're right.
He literally just poured milk.
It makes me all the more curious about the UK. Because, like, they live in apparently the building at the beginning of the movie Dread, so where everything's in one building. I live on the compound. This whole series, five seasons, takes place in a square mile.
At best.
And it's ridiculous. Like, you, every once in a while, I see somebody look across the river, and there's the rest of the show.
And we still don't know where that's at.
Right?
But right,
I don't know what a compound
this
is.
This guy, he has
he
his morning,
milk.
His day, his night involves having some sort of milk dairy product in his life.
I don't know what the fuck that has to do with his personality, but yeah.
The storm happens, and he has the ability to control milk. So he goes into his living room.
Lactose.
He records himself doing some milk shit, you know, cup to bowl, bowl to spoon bullshit. And he just starts, like, impressing the people at his boring job. Like, the little milk packets, they're just...
He's specifically impressing the girl who we're going to soon find out is a slag.
Oh yeah, she's a slag. But
yeah, I'm gonna use these terms. News. I love it.
He's on the news, and he says, "I call it lactokinesis." And he has a boring life.
Yeah, he's
and,
clearly gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, and in the episode, the first thing any of our main characters say is Kelly. She says, "Well, that must be the most boring power ever." And it is. It's the most boring power ever. And he ends up killing people, and he ends up doing some shady shit. But the guy, Curtis, can go back in time. And Simon, another great character we're going to talk about. Maybe tonight, maybe next time, maybe never. Simon.
I think we're going to get a continuation all the way through the series, yeah.
So, we're definitely gonna finish this. Go ahead, Simon says, you have to go back. You have to save everybody. Curtis immediately snap goes back in time. And they're all just having a willy-nilly good time hanging out. And he says, guys, there's something we need to do.
Okay, and similar to last week's, do they kill that dude?
No, I'm assuming that he's dead.
Yeah.
He's gone. The second he says we need to go back, his eye does the thing where it's like the...
They go back and they go to that dude's house, and Curtis punches him in the mouth. So it goes back to
the scene where he's just in the living room. And he's recording. He just pressed record on what's supposed to happen with his lactokinesis powers. And it's like, ding, ding. He walks to the door. Hello. And it's all five of our main characters from Misfits.
The Asbo Five.
The Asbo Five, as they were called. And Curtis just goes, punches the shit out of him, and then credits. And I'm just assuming that motherfucker's dead.
Is he buried underneath the environmental waste station or something?
Oh, yeah.
Made that up.
The flyover. It's the flyover.
It's the flyover. But when they first bury him, when they bury the next people, it's the environmental something station.
Yeah, something like that.
Just talking
shit. But
okay. This is the first huge continuity error. Did you spot it?
Let me think, because you're just pressing this on me. I'm going to figure this out in the next 15 to 20 seconds. So it's a continuity error in terms of what? In terms of the whole show?
Nope. Yeah. I'll give it to the show. But the main thing is whenever he uses his time traveling powers or when someone uses his time traveling powers, something goes wrong. And
well, because continuity doesn't make sense.
And continuity and the word I'm trying to use, it doesn't make sense. The continuity error begins when, who's the guy who I said was obviously Simon?
Simon, yes, Simon.
Simon says he would have rather taken out trash than, he was like, taking out trash with you was the best experience of my life.
Oh!
You spotted it.
Okay. So, gosh, this is going to completely fuck up anybody who's listening to this and wants to hear the show. Watch the show.
Some titties, man.
Simon Simon is presently existing in the Asbo 5, but he also has a counterpart who is from the future.
He's dead.
That happened, though, right?
He's dead at this point. I'm not saying you're wrong.
He's dead?
But the future version is dead at that point.
I get what you're saying. The future him said something, and they said that he said it. But he was already dead, so he couldn't have said it.
That's not the continuity error.
That
was the hint. I didn't just give it to you.
Oh, well, then shit. I thought that was the whole point.
No, that was the hint towards the continuity
error.
Okay,
so what was...
You asked, when did it begin?
Okay, so tell me. So then tell me the continuity error. Tell me the
continuity error. She goes and he follows her down to his lair from the future.
Okay, that's not the same episode.
That's the same episode.
That is not the same episode.
She leaves she goes to Nathan's hotel room and says, blah, blah, blah. He was like, the best time he ever had was doing this. But he's invisible at the time, and she doesn't know that he's there. And then she leaves, and he follows her down to his would-be lair. And then he confronts her, and she was like, you're the guy in the mask, blah, 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 blah. Then in the episode, he dies, and that's when he says, we have to go back. But then in the next episode, he still knows he's the guy in the mask.
That's a different episode.
It's not a different episode.
That is a different episode.
No, it's not.
And I can prove it.
Prove it.
The guy whose quote unquote power was that he could the video games. He thought he was like in a weird version of Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
Wasn't that the episode that Simon, the future Simon, died?
Yep.
That's not the same episode I'm talking about.
Nope. He dies, and then the Asbo 5 episode happens, and that's where before that is when he tells her, the best time I ever had was picking up trash. And then the Asbo 5 episode She says it to Nathan in the hotel room, and then he's invisible in the room, and he's like, how'd she know I said that?
I've never said that to anybody.
Then he follows her, finds out.
So they did a double episode continuity thing, which shouldn't have happened.
No.
Fuck!
Listen, at the end of the episode, like, all he finds out that he's the guy. But then at the end of the episode, what's the guy's name? Curtis goes back in time. So he shouldn't know anymore that he's the guy. Because Curtis went back in time.
But Curtis knows everything, doesn't he?
Curtis doesn't know everything that happened with everyone else. And if Curtis knew...
he doesn't know what happened between Nathan and fucking Simon. He doesn't know what happened between them personally.
He doesn't know what happened with anyone. And so Simon and Alicia's scene that happened by themselves never happened. He shouldn't know that he's the masked man.
I only watched it once, so this is mind-blowing for me.
I noticed that one real quick. Because there's more time traveling continuity. But just every time they go back in time, something changes. Like, you're going to find out during the Hitler episode.
There's actually a Hitler episode.
Yeah. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Kelly technically doesn't know them. After the Hitler episode, pay attention. After that episode, Kelly, who comes back, does not know those four people.
Okay, first of all, you said comes back, which really scares me. But but I'm going to leave that.
Okay. I'll scare you a little bit more.
Mystery.
No one's died yet?
Okay.
There you go.
There was some tone in there that I'm scared about. But anyway, that's the summary of...
Yeah, if you're watching this on Hulu, you've realized the five people on the screen are a different five people.
Oh, that's for sure what's happened.
I was like, what the shit?
I knew that Simon was from... I know him from Game of Thrones as Ramsay's Snow, Ramsay's Bolton. I don't know if that's a spoiler for Game of Thrones people.
His name's not a spoiler. But, you did use two names, or maybe it was a spoiler. I don't know. I didn't
there
see
you
it.
Go.
Okay.
I just know some things about Game of Thrones that you don't.
But, yeah, like that it's a show. I've seen, okay, the wolves that's, seem important.
We're not getting into
that's
that.
Always what I say.
We're not getting into that. I'm going to get lost. I knew Simon, the character. What's his name in real life, actually?
Simon? Oh, zero idea.
Zero idea.
The British people, I don't know their names. I think I looked up Alicia's names once because she fit the description. But that's about it.
This is going to go into the...
And I realized she was a soprano. That was super interesting. Like, her mom was like Mariah Carey, where she tried opera. It didn't work out that well. And that's how she got into it. I have a tendency to, like, follow up on characters, like the actors, and, like, read their entire freaking bio. Like
everything.
Big old nerd. Yeah. But who else was it? Okay, yeah. So, all right, we didn't even go over the character's powers.
We're supposed to do that,
be a short episode. We don't have to. Fuck it. They can watch it.
Fuck it. It's an hour and a half for a reason.
Yeah, okay. We gave the thumbs up. Do you want to go over powers?
I gave the thumbs up. I'm ready for the powers. Okay
you want to do the powers. Okay, go ahead.
So,
go.
As a sum up kind of Jeopardy style, real quick, what is this? The person who can go back in time. His name.
Curtis.
Bing. Woman who can read thoughts.
Kelly,
bing. You're supposed to say what is. That's how Jeopardy works, bro.
And it's also who is, but continue.
Shit. Who is? You're right.
X isn't going to get the square.
The
next power would be...
The next power would be...
Your turn. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Inadvertently causes men to have uncontrollable sex over her.
Alicia.
Which isn't an exaggeration.
And why would you even call that a power?
It's not a power. Like, but that's
I feel
what she was
like,
given.
Okay, with the way shows are made, they're written, blah, blah, blah. It's not just one writer. There's a group of people. I feel like there were so many meetings where they were just like, does this even count? Just how do they even decide on that? They're listen, everyone wants to fuck
her. He's immortal. He can go back in time. Why do people get to fuck her? She's a woman. That's horrible. Like, that's just a thing that she has to live with. That's a burden more than a power.
I think it's a great spoken of like who she is and everything. And it does really reflect on her character.
But
as far
as
powers go, yeah, it's horrible.
In no way is it a power.
Don't get me wrong. The Jesus dude uses it very thoroughly. Are you the Jesus dude?
I remember Jesus dude.
Okay.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we use Jesus dude very, very wrong.
There's a guy who's a priest and decides that he's going to buy powers to become Jesus-like.
Okay, so there's a person whose power is that he can exchange powers. They never explain it, at least to my knowledge.
He can take everyone's powers
and give them
store
away,
them.
And store them and give them away if he wants to. So this one dude...
He was once a drug dealer, now he's...
just
slanging powers.
Exactly. Just buys. He just buys and sells everyone's powers. This one dude who we very accurately called the Jesus dude calls himself Jesus and uses every power that he buys to convince people that he is in fact Jesus. So at one point, Simon says, "I'm going to kill Jesus." And that was very interesting. Honestly, my favorite part of that show in the previews, like, okay, so you know how every show has that moment where it's like, on next week, this happens.
Yeah, we cracked the code when you said previews.
Sorry. Well, I'm just giving an example. In every episode, when someone says, next week, this happens.
Dear listeners, do you have a television?
The show, shut up. The show, puts the next episode in such a way that's completely misconstruing how everything, like, okay, so at one point they have like gas masks on and they say, we need to do this. But it wasn't an important scene. It just was a transitional scene in which they had gas masks on.
I'm going to assume you're correct because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, continue. it's just how the show works. Like, they'll preview the next episode's plot.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I just don't remember the gas mask scene.
Okay, so gas mask scene, irrelevant. The whole point is that at some point in the show, they'll say, hey, this needs to happen, which is completely transitional, but they have some weird, wacky getup on, or they're doing some weird thing that they'll use that scene in the preview episode last week to make it seem like, holy shit, what's happening? But it's not something crazy. It's just...
like the costume party before that.
Exactly.
Where like they're superheroes now. They're just at a costume
party. They're just at a costume party. Yeah. But they're all, for some reason, superheroes. The preview scene. Yeah. So
dressed up as Incredibles.
I think the show like sets you up to be like, okay, why the fuck did they do that? But it's completely funny and irrelevant. But it's one of the reasons why I like the show.
It's a great effing show. All right. Bam, bam, bam.
So anyway. Show.
Went over all the powers. Feeling good about it. Got a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
On to homework.
Thumbs up.
Is there another show? What happens now?
I don't know. We're just kind of lost now. This is usually the part of the show where we get confused. We're kind of lost, and things just kind of happen.
It's called every minute of every second.
That's just how our lives work.
Which should have been every second of every minute, which clarifies the previous statement.
And I agreed with it, which is even worse.
All right, so that was your homework. I don't think we had anything separate besides that.
You know what?
You want to jump onto your homework?
Or? I think now it's time for your homework.
Yeah. Okay, don't make it. You're not getting
that. Sounded creepy, and I apologize for that.
Thank you for apologizing.
It sounded like my zipper was going down when I said it.
I'm not comfortable.
It's your homework now.
It reminds me of how I thought when we got out here that we need a table between us, and now I think that more. Jesus.
Anyway, I give you Sherlock. Sherlock, the BBC series with Benedict Cumberbatch. I feel if we're going to be on BBC, I'm going to give you a BBC show. Sherlock, have you seen it?
I enjoy the Croft reference. No, I haven't seen a single episode. I've been hearing about it for probably a year and a half.
Fantastic.
But I did see the American version, Elementary.
Okay.
Like almost caught up on that completely.
Okay. All right. Well, I've actually almost caught up on Sherlock completely. They just started series 4, which is recent. And I just feel like you need to watch Sherlock. I'm also going to give you Power Rangers, the new movie that just came out, which actually at this point would have been about 2 weeks late.
I'm super hyped about that. I want to go see it, and I could use the excuse to go see it. Also, technically a remake.
True. That is a remake. But also Elementary is a remake, technically.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, shit. Did you literally just say that? Holy shit.
Literally.
Literally. All right. I'm an asshole. But anyway, on the topic of remakes, that'd be a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Continue.
Go ahead. My third will be Wrecked TBS again because I can't think of a third one.
You went back to Wrecked.
Fucking watch Wrecked on TBS. I really like that show. You need to fucking watch it.
All right. Regrettably, we're going to have to give Wrecked its second strike. We'll give it T-ball rules and give it 4 strikes, but still, let's not make it this week. I'm going to go with Power Rangers, man. I want to see it.
All right. Power Rangers it is.
The excuse to force myself to go see it, I'll fucking take it. Like, it looks good. It looks interesting. It wasn't like the 2015 little short they did, which was a little too dark for me. And the Green Ranger was super upset about how dark it was. But I'm on board. I want to see it. It looks good. Nice little update. And the Black Ranger's Asian, so.
That should be fun.
Yeah. What's up with that? All right, homework assigned. What happens after that?
Fantastic.
We turn off the microphones?
You know what? Turning off the microphones would be like a series finale of Sopranos, which we don't want to do for everybody. So,
spoiler alert.
You should know that by now.
Yeah. We'll also mention, see it, but I've heard it like it ends with it just going to black.
Spoiler, you know what? Alert, that's literally all I know about the show. Other than by season three, the main character actually had to wear a fat suit, but then didn't because he actually got that fat. That's all I know about the show.
I think I saw 5 minutes of it and heard that one of the mobster guys gave someone else a mouth hug.
Whatever that means.
You don't know what a mouth hug is? I'm not going to elaborate.
I've never hugged someone with my mouth. Good for you. Hug implies so much that I have not done with my mouth.
I think you understand what a mouth hug is now.
As I explain it more to myself, I kind of grasp what it means in a very disturbing way, which I'm not going to elaborate here.
I'm glad no one asked you for a mouth hug and you're like, all right, whatever.
Sure. I know exactly what to do in this situation. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off here. Marcus, take it away.
There are many things you can do with your time, and this is better than those things. Go ahead and check us out on the tweets and the Instagrams at 2 weeks late.
And that's the number 2.
Permanent outro.